This weekend, the Richmond Choral Society will be highlighting the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with a concert of Johann Sebastian Bach. Joining me today, Marcus Compton, their director, and Lisa Edwards-Burrs, soprano. Thank you both for stopping by.
Great to be here, Mike. Thanks.
It's so nice to see you.
It's great to have you here in the studio. And Marcus, tell us a little bit about the Richmond Choral Society and the history for those that may not be familiar.
Sure. The Richmond Choral Society is an all-volunteer singing organization. They're actually the longest established music organization here in Richmond, celebrating its 71st year. We're 71 years young. The chorus gets to do a great deal of repertoire of varying genres, some contemporary things. We get to harken back to some masterworks here and do some Bach, the group also gets to do 20s, 30s, 40s music, and always has a great Christmas program in early December. So it's a wonderful group to be a part of.
And we were just talking off the air about the fact that it's Bach's birthday. Earlier this week was March 21st, back in 1685, long time ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And Lisa, how many times have you joined the Choral Society for their performances now? How long has the concert's been going on for? Marcus, how?
Probably. With me, you've worked at least 10 years.
Yes.
We did a great concert a few years ago called Women of Note, and it focused on women composers, and the chorus did a lot of women composers and women poets. And Lisa came and brought some art songs by women composers to that concert as well. So I think that was the first time we worked together. But even before that, when Tom Williams was the conductor, we worked together. I was the accompanist at the time, and Tom was the artistic director.
Yeah.
So we've known
more history there.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa is probably well known by many of the folks in our audience, I think. And I've been waiting for the opportunity for you to stop by and come on the show.
It's been a while.
So tell us a little bit about what you are up to in this concert this weekend.
Well, I'm doing the three cantatas that Marcus has chosen, cantata number 80, 92, and 192. And so I've got two wonderful duets with Daniel Newman, who's the bass soloist, and that's great fun. And we were talking at rehearsal the other night because everything that we seem to do is in D major.
Yes.
you flip, you go to work on your next piece, and that's in D as well.
We're in the same key still.
Okay. So, but that's quite interesting because so often the soprano is going to be with, I don't know, the mezzo-soprano or maybe a tenor.
Right.
So I can't think of another time that I've done as much with a bass soloist.
And I would think that Bach is sort of standard repertoire for you.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because people, you know, he's hard and he's so sophisticated. And one of the things that I enjoy about him is that he wrote for the voice as an instrument and not really as the voice, so to speak. So you have to really fit in the ensemble. And
it's interesting being a wind player. I always look at things as though we're playing like a voice. Mm-hmm. You know, we are the voice, but through our instrument.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of making it the reverse. You're singing like an instrument.
That's right.
I've never thought of it that way.
Well, the process of studying these cantatas is amazing. It's very humbling to study Bach. And when you are preparing programs like this as a choral singer, as a vocal musician, as an instrumentalist, as a conductor, not only are the notes and the rhythms incredibly complex, there's just great emotional depth. In the music. And he does treat many times the oboes and these cantatas have solos. He's treating them like another solo voice while the vocal soloist is singing or while the chorus is engaged. There's a whole nother level going on. And I continue, even last night we had our dress rehearsal with the orchestra, and you just unpack more layers every time that you hear Bach. It just goes on. There's a great quote by Beethoven. Bach means, translated means brook. In German, like stream, and he says, it shouldn't be brook, it should be ocean. And because of the depth and the magnitude of what Bach brings as a composer.
I think it's wonderful that you've got a full orchestra, too, that you're able to bring in these musicians, because a lot of smaller groups in a community like Richmond don't have the opportunity to perform with orchestra.
We save our pennies, and every few years we're able to put a program together. Yeah, we'll have 15, 16 players there at various times, plus a chorus of 50 And then, of course, a group of soloists. We have four soloists. Lisa mentioned already they only sing as duets, which is interesting. They never sing as a quartet at any time. Sometimes they do solos, but it'll be quite a concert and quite a presentation.
And I should mention that this is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Grace Covenant Presbyterian Church on Monument Avenue. So if you're interested in hearing the Bach cantatas with Lisa performing, that's where to check it out. We do have a musical selection to play. Do you want to introduce that
for
us, Marcus?
This is probably the most well-known piece on the program. People will recognize Ein fester Burg ist unser Gott. They might not know the German, but A Mighty Fortress is Our God is a hymn that's still sung often. And Bach used this as the main motive and the main tune and just developed it over eight movements. And so we're going to hear the first movement of this cantata, which is just a monster for the chorus. It's I think the whole score is 52 pages, and this is 23 pages of that.
It's a lot of score study.
That's a lot of notes for those choral singers to get to introduce. But it's a great stirring first movement.
Thank you.
music of Johann Sebastian Bach, which you can hear this weekend with the Richmond Choral Society. Marcus Compton and Lisa Edwards-Burrs here with me in the studio. Marcus, tell us how some folks can get tickets if they're interested.
They can visit richmondchoralsociety.org. They can also use brownpapertickets.com. And those are the best sources. There are tickets available at the door. As well. So those are the best ways to get things.
And Lisa is one of the stars on this concert, but there are other folks we should mention, shouldn't we?
She is. This concert is at Grace Covenant Presbyterian down on Monument Avenue, and Chris Martin is the organist and music director there, and he plays a major part. In addition to Lisa singing, Gabrielle Mays is a wonderful alto here locally. Ken Wood is teaches at VCU, a singing tenor. And then coming from Harrisonburg is David Newman, who's the bass. And he's a wonderful, wonderful Baroque bass singer. So I look forward to it.
So you are pulling out all the stops this weekend, aren't you?
There's a lot of notes. I should get paid by the note. Let the Choral Society know that. So.
If that was the case, there have been some concerts I played as a clarinetist where I would make no money.
No money. Whole notes just for the clarinet, right?
Exactly. No.
Well, we're excited about this, and Marcus being the director of the Richmond Choral Society, what's in store for the future? I always have to ask you.
Yeah, coming up in June, we're doing an American music concert. It's called American Songbook, and we're focusing on kind of classical American composers like Copland and some William Schumann. So some people have some really good impact on American music around that time. So that comes up at the first Sunday in June.
Oh, you do such great programming.
Thanks.
I mean, an all Bach concert here and then American music coming
up. Switch gears.
Lisa, it must be really fun for you to be there for this concert.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. It's wonderful to do Bach. It's always wonderful to sing with my friends and collaborate with people. This is a great group.
It's so good to have both of you here in the studio, and I wish you a lot of luck. Have fun tomorrow night.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
This is at Grace Covenant Presbyterian Church on Monument Avenue tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Information available at richmondchoralsociety.org.